Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Premery. Thank you for tuning in. Alaska State Ombudsman is resigning in April. Kate Burkhart leaves after 8 years on the job and countless investigations that have led to major systemic reforms in the state. The Ombudsman is a nonpartisan position within the state that serves as part of the checks and balances for the government. The office investigates systemic and individual complaints of state agencies and makes recommendations on how to fix them. In an interview yesterday, Burkhart says she's proud of the work her and her staff have accomplished during her tenure.
State government touches people's lives every day, whether they realize it or not. And for a lot of people, it touches their lives in some of the most intimate ways possible. The Ombudsman's Office, we are able to connect people to the folks in government who can solve their problem. And then if for whatever reason that doesn't happen, then we can investigate to figure out what happened, why it happened, and what can be done to fix it.
Burkhart will leave Juneau for Maine to be closer to family. She took a job as the director of Maine's Bureau of Labor Standards for the Department of Labor. The state of Alaska created its ombudsman's office 5 decades ago, and Alaska is only one of 5 states that have a statewide ombudsman. Throughout Burkhart's tenure, her office has investigated thousands of complaints from all across the state. Notably, the office released a report in 2019 that substantiated major problems about the treatment of patients at the Alaska Psychiatric Institute in Anchorage. And in 2022, it recommended systemic changes to the state's Department of Corrections following a complaint that correctional officers use excessive force on inmates in Anchorage. Burkhart says a robust ombudsman's office is necessary to maintain accountability and justice for the residents of Alaska.
The programs that the state of Alaska provides can be essential to people's livelihoods. And when things go sideways, there's not always an easy fix. And sometimes you can't even figure out who to talk to fix it. And that's where the ombudsman provides an invaluable resource to constituents.
Assistant Ombudsman Jacob Carbo will serve as acting ombudsman until the Alaska legislature appoints a permanent replacement. The Juneau School District Board of Education approved its annual budget for the next fiscal year. In it, the board addressed some funding uncertainties for its Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy program, but KTOO's Jamie Deep reports that union contracts and state-level action could undo their work to balance the district's finances.
After months of back and forth and hours of meetings between administrators, staff, and school board members, the Juneau School District approved a budget for the next fiscal year on Thursday. Still, the budget is based on uncertainties that could put the district in the red. It's built on a $400 increase to the state's per-student allocation that has not happened yet. Alaska State Senators are considering a proposed $1,000 BSA increase that has been approved by the House. And Superintendent Frank Hauser says a proposed regulation change from the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development could shake things up as well. It would reduce how much money the district could receive from the city and borough of Juneau.
That deed regulation change could have an impact of about $2.1 million for non-instructional funds.
Hauser added that the district is also in contract negotiations with 3 unions representing teachers, administrators, and support staff. Contract changes could affect the budget too. Since its last meeting, the board removed anticipated savings from unfilled positions from its budget calculations and found programs that can be paid for ahead of time with extra money in this year's budget. It also set aside funding for 2 teaching positions for the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy program. Those positions are funded by grants which expire this year. While the district is working to get another year of grant funding for the program, they can't apply for it until the fall. As a backup, Hauser recommended funding the positions through the district's budget until grant money is secured. Board President Dee Dee Sorensen moved to set money aside for the teachers, but not for the program's principal, which is another grant-funded position.
The program has functioned for years without its own principal. As we have more clarity on our budget, I am happy to pick that up again. But for right now and tonight, I want to make sure that we are funding the foundational pieces of the program.
Jamie Shanley, an assistant education director for the regional Native nonprofit Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, spoke out during public testimony in support of funding the program's principal.
The principal plays such an important role in the support and all the extra that that team is doing. Taking her out of the equation adds even more to the shoulders of the teachers who are there.
The board is expected to present the budget to the Juneau Assembly Finance Committee on April 5th. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.
And people rallied again outside the Alaska State Capitol today, this time to protest the Trump administration's plans to eliminate tens of thousands of jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, veterans in Juneau say they worry their benefits may be at risk.
Ed Sasser stands outside the Alaska State Capitol, holding a sign that reads, "Save the VA." Sasser is a disabled Army and U.S. Coast Guard veteran.
The VA saved my life.
Sasser can access medical testing through the VA, which he says he wouldn't be able to afford if he was on private insurance. He says those benefits are the reason he's alive today.
I had kidney cancer and didn't know it. I had 6 weeks to live, and the VA ran some tests that I would never have paid for if I were on private insurance. And that was 10 years ago, and I'm still alive.
Sasser was joined by about 20 other demonstrators outside of the Capitol to protest proposed cuts to the VA by the Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. The VA department provides health care and other services for millions of veterans across the country. According to the agency, there are nearly 70,000 veterans living in Alaska, and more than 20,000 of them receive disability compensation. In response to DOGE's efforts to shrink the federal government, the VA has already cut thousands of positions and plans to terminate tens of thousands more. VA Secretary Doug Collins has said the reductions won't mean cuts to veterans' health care or benefits. But Juneau demonstrator Noreen Nelson doesn't buy that. She held an upside-down American flag alongside her uncle, who is a veteran. She says the cuts would harm many of her family members and friends who rely on the department's services.
It would just be so disrespectful to every veteran that has served our country. We need to support them.
The demonstration on Friday was one of many that has taken place at the Capitol in the last month. Earlier this week, dozens of Juneau residents protested as Congress considers drastic funding cuts to Medicaid, the government-funded health care insurance program for low-income families and people with disabilities. With help from Jamie Deep, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.
And after a German Shepherd named Jackie evaded euthanasia in Los Angeles, she's now evading animal control officers in Juneau.
Okay. Last thing I like to do is test it.
Confirmed.
That's Tom Young Bear and an animal control officer. Young Bear is inside a trap set for Jackie, who's been on the lam since Valentine's Day. It's a large cage with a weighted plate that would close the entrance if Jackie steps on it. There's a dish with dog food, cat food, and beef dumplings on the plate. And there are cheeseburgers zip-tied to the back. The trap wouldn't hurt Jackie, as Young Bear demonstrates by crawling inside. The searchers check it twice a day. For a while, nothing happened, except for a squirrel that made off with some coffee cake.
And then one night, all the bait disappeared and the trap was set off. We decided to put a trail camera out.
Since, they've seen Jackie come to the trap on camera footage, carefully reaching over the trap mechanism to get the food and backing out of the trap. She keeps returning to this spot, so Young Bear is hopeful. But there's a time limit. The bears will wake up soon.
You know, that's the last thing we want, is to trap a bear cub,
yeah. Right?
That would be really bad on many levels.
They won't be able to leave bait out in the woods much longer. Jackie came to Juneau from Los Angeles in January with two other dogs who were slated for euthanasia to make room as devastating wildfires in the region pushed more animals into shelters. Tom's wife, Skylar Young Bear, wasn't going to let that happen. She convinced Juneau Animal Rescue to take three dogs from California. Local families adopted all the dogs, but Jackie slipped her collar on a walk the first day she was at her new home.
And this is the thing, we all really underestimated Jackie.
But despite her wiliness, she doesn't seem to be dangerous.
She's very scared and shy and sweet. She'll give you kisses. She doesn't bite.
And she's resourceful. Each day, animal control hears reports of a couple sightings of Jackie, but she's always moved on by the time they get there, minutes later. Once, an animal control officer nearly lured her by hand with a cheeseburger, but a passing jogger scared her off. So now, the Young Bears, alongside animal control officers, have been checking traps they set in the woods in the Mendenhall Valley for her. Rick Driscoll is the director of Juneau Animal Rescue, which also houses Juneau's animal control officers. He said Jackie is shy and evasive. He says people shouldn't go out and search for her.
She's not going to just walk up to you and let you put a collar or a leash on her. It's best if they just report it to us.
He said if anyone sees Jackie, they should call Juneau Animal Rescue. Driscoll said he's worried about her.
She's the biggest thing that's on my mind as the executive director of JAR.
He's afraid she could be hit by a car, eat something poisonous, or just lose too much weight and become weak. And the couple that adopted Jackie miss her. Eulasia Rand Bostrack said she felt a personal connection to the sweet dog she picked up.
I am from LA. I know about the fires and the life of the stray dogs down there. Like, I've seen it all. So I know what she's been through.
The community in Juneau cares, too. Bostrack said the night after Jackie slipped her collar, about 40 people helped search until the early hours of the morning. Bostrack has seen her out twice since she went missing.
And both times, I kind of broke down because we didn't get too much time with her.
Bostrack is hopeful that with Juno's support, she can bring Jackie home again and keep her there with added reinforcements.
I'm going to try and look into getting a 3-strap harness.
In Juno, I'm Yvonne Crumery. You can report sightings of Jackie to Juneau Animal Rescue at 907-789-0260. And Alaska's fired federal workers are beginning to file unemployment claims following the Trump administration's move to reduce the federal workforce. Paloma Harbor with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development says as of Wednesday, 138 federal workers filed claims. Some workers fired en masse last month got dismissal emails alleging poor job performance with no evidence cited. Harper testified to a state House committee that such letters by themselves are not grounds to disqualify a claim.
If an employer says that an employee was discharged due to misconduct, the burden is on them to prove it to us. So they have to provide us actual documentation.
Harper says true misconduct, like drinking on the job or stealing office equipment, would reduce a worker's unemployment benefits. But she says so far, the federal government has described the dismissals as layoffs, with no allegations of misconduct complicating the unemployment claims. A judge in California on Thursday ruled that the way the Trump administration fired probationary workers last month was illegal. He ordered the administration to offer jobs back to the employees dismissed from 6 departments, including the Interior Department, which includes the National Park Service. The administration has denounced the ruling and indicates that it intends to appeal. You're listening to KTOO. For more news, go to ktoo.org. Thank you for listening.